Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. As always, at this time, I'd like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life." So as we come together, joining hearts and minds across the airwaves, we are conscious of the breath of life that we are breathing in. As we take three deep breaths in, let us be conscious and intentional. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, expand the ribcage, and take in this life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. And as you take in your second deep breath, allow yourself to go even deeper into your heart cave. Inhale. Hold. Now as we take our third and final breath, let us set the intention for the next 9 or so minutes to be present to the divine guest within. Inhale. Hold. I'd like to share with you this morning from Journey into Love by Nancy Merrill. A prayer that she quoted in this book. She says it's from Charles de Foucauld, who says, "I pray to the heart of my heart, the beloved. Beloved, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me whatever you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I'm ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, my friend. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands without reserve, and with boundless confidence, for you are the beloved of my heart, the life of my life." And so as we take this time to connect with the beloved of our heart, the life of our life, the divine guest that is ever within and is everywhere without. Let us take a moment to truly align ourselves with that infinite intelligence, with the source of all that is both transcendent and immanent, that is the beloved of our heart, the life of our life. As we know this for ourselves, let us know it for all people, that they too are the beloved of the beloved, and that their life is the life of that beloved. So in this awareness, may we see with God's eyes, God's presence in and through all of creation, in through all of life, in and through all its inhabitants, in and through all people, irrespective of race or creed or color or religion. As we prepare ourselves for Easter, to coming into the atonement, to the at-one-ment with the love consciousness, the divine beloved, the Christ life. As we start prepare ourselves for our Last Supper, we start preparing ourselves to enter into that upper chamber, the upper room of consciousness and prayer, so that this Easter we will have a true resurrection, having crucified all the limitations, fear-filled feelings, beliefs and thoughts we have held onto, that have made us feel that we are somewhere separate from the beloved, from the life that is our life. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, the divine guest within our being. In this moment, we acknowledge our at-one-ment with you, the infinite life of all that is. We acknowledge that we are love in itself, expressing as us. We acknowledge that your life is the life within every cell and particle of our being, quickening, renewing, restoring our physical form. We acknowledge that there is none other than you, that we live, move, and have our being in your divine omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence. Oh, divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, may we truly see with your eyes. May we truly be an expression of your love and your life. May we see beyond appearances to see your presence in and through all people, in and through all creation, in and through all circumstances, situations, and experiences. And may we prepare ourselves for a true Easter experience, that we know that this is not a story that just happened 2,000 years ago, but it's something that is truly an example for us to be doing in our life at this time, to crucify what no longer serves and resurrect into the awareness that we are Christ, self and expression. for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies. We are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we do our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of
God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So it is. And so, my beloved, there will be a Good Friday service tomorrow at 10 a.m. I will send out the details later. And then, as always, our Easter Sunday soul service. And then I shall be off the air until the end of the month, Sunday, 30th of April. So there'll be no 10 of 10 or Sunday Soul Connection until then. But we have Good Friday service and a beautiful Easter Sunday service. So have a blessed and beautiful day, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow as we deepen down in the Good Friday experience.
Thank you.